Blog Talk
God
Radio.
God bless all of you. God bless all of you on the Blog Talk who are coming today to join us. And we just thank God for you and for you and you. The blessings of the Lord be upon your lives. And thank God that people coming from all church affiliations and denominations and all economic strata and from all backgrounds, the rich, the poor, the black, the white, the brown, just everywhere. People recognize who hurled the sun into space and called the light day and the darkness night. It was Jehovah God, God Jehovah, and the one who made the world. He didn't do it without Jesus, though. The Bible says in John, the first chapter, that Jesus was there, the Word, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost was there. They're all three in one. Yeah, they made the world and the world. Thank you for it, Lord. Only people have come to give you glory, to give you praise, and we thank you for it. I'm just telling you, the enemy has tried to use strategy against the people of God for ages. And the same strategy he's trying to use and used in heaven. You know, they're trying to conquer the minds of the people. I heard somebody say, and it's true. Mother Johnson said this. She said, son, guard your mind. Because the enemy believes that he gets your mind and he gets all of you. That's the same strategy he used in heaven. It was witchcraft. Amen. Notice it's all in the church now. People's minds, every time when they're singing, when they are doing praise and worship, they're there. Sometimes. Sometimes not there then. But many times they are. And as soon as somebody gets up to preach the gospel, they let me tell them it's time to go to sleep. It's time to go to sleep. And here they go. Yeah. That's witchcraft. See, witchcraft is what the enemy uses to try to control the minds of God's people. They will go any place and obey anybody, but they don't want to obey the man of God who's been such a help to them. He's been blessing more than anybody else. The enemy will lie on them in their minds and their spirit. And he will lie on the man of God, on the woman of God, because he doesn't want them to preach the truth to nobody. This is the day and time that the Bible is being fulfilled, that people will not receive the truth. That's what the enemy says. But I loose that they will receive the truth. I loose that they yearn for the truth because they want to be made whole and they want to go to heaven. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is the new awakening. It is a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me. Years and decades and eras, people have had the approach to God. Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me. You come with this new awakening and say, Lord, we didn't come to ask you for nothing. We just came to thank you. And before we call, he will answer. And while we're yet speaking, he will hear. God bless you. Wonderful day. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. May we come to you. We love you. We thank you. We appreciate you for everything that you've done for us. You have been there all the time. No wonder you inspired somebody to write the song. You were there all the time. You were there all the time, patiently waiting. You were there all the time. God, thank you for it. I honor you because you are the one who created the heavens and the earth. God, I honor you because you loved us so. You sent your son, Jesus, to die on the cross so we might come and live with you. Amen. As adopted children. Oh, my God. I thank you for it. I know what it is. Yes, Lord, to be adopted. Amen. You have the same privileges as the ones who were birthed into the family. And thank you for letting me be an adopted child. And all the other people in this line, you adopted them, Lord. Oh, God, we just feel your love. You care for us just as much as you cared for Jesus. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. The blessings of the Lord be upon us and make us rich and add nothing wrong with it. And God, we have an inheritance in you. I said it just Sunday alone. You must have been speaking it everywhere. But God, you have taken what we've done on this earth and invested it for us. And now because of the investment that you made, you say that you're not unrighteous to allow us to serve in your kingdom and not remember us. God, you know, remember all these people on the line. We're giving you credence. We're giving you, Lord, the best of their service. To get up and want to worship you and praise you. What a wonderful privilege. Bless these folks. Bless their hands. Bless their feet. Let them be able to move their hands without carpal tunnel. Let them be able to walk. And let them be able to talk. Let them be able, Lord, to see and to hear things we take for granted. I am aware that you let our hearts beat over 1,000 times last night, and we knew nothing about it. You just been good to us, even when we don't even know that you're being good. I am aware that you let us breathe all night long, and we didn't even know we were in the world, but you let our lungs take in air and inhale and exhale. That's a miracle from you. Thank you, Lord. Come to let the world know that you're so ultra awesome. You're not just awesome. I've heard them call men awesome. They call preachers awesome. They call singers awesome. You're above every singer, every preacher, every missionary, every bishop, every superintendent, every ambassador, every ambassador-elect, every chief ambassador. God, you're above every person on the face of this earth. I just want to call you ultra awesome because you're the favorite. You're my hero. You're my role model. And we just thank you. Thank you for this prayer line. For your mind, you do miracles. And thank you because you bless in an ultra awesome way. Now, Lord, we invite you to let the Holy Ghost take over this mind and baffle our minds as to what you can do. Touch every person who's afflicted. Any person who has pain in their body anywhere. Thank you for touching and blessing Dr. Lane Betty. Oh, God. And I even help you. Thank you for touching every ambassador on this line and for touching every ambassador left and every lay person. God, we ask that you heal their body. Nobody can save you, can serve you 100% aching all over. Heal them so they can serve you better. In Jesus' name. Heal all back pains in the name of Jesus. Heal all stomach pains and heart valves that are blocked and blocked them. And touch their family, their loved ones. Some are incarcerated. Loose them. And, oh, I heard you say it. I loose them in the name of Jesus. You who are incorporated and have loved ones, receive their standing proxy for them right now. In the name of Jesus, I loose those loved ones who are incorporated. And I thank you. You've done it before, Lord. You let me loose upon this earth those men and women who are incorporated. And someone on the line brought it to the attention of the front line that there were over 6,000 that were loosed from prison. I don't claim to be any type of wonder. All I simply did was said what you told me to say. But I do claim that you are the wonder. You're a mighty wonder. And you work a mighty wonder in their souls. Now bless, bless, bless. Bless everybody on the log line. Bless everybody in the prayer line. Bless everybody on the youth prayer line. And bless everybody that's part of this mother line. Bless those who are part of our prayer lines associated with the first fruit. And we just praise you. I bind the enemy who comes against us. And may I ask you in the name of Jesus to let the curse be reversed. In Jesus' name. Thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless all of y'all on this prayer line. Oh, they're coming from the east, west, north, and south. Yeah. Someone was trying to speak against what God was doing. Now, I warn you, amen, yeah, we're like the holy rollers. They told us not to mess with those folks because you know not what you're doing. Now, don't mess with those holy rollers. You didn't understand them, they just fall out on the floor and roll all over the church. And you wanted to call them crazy, and you wanted to call them sick people and people who had lost their minds. But instead of them being cursed, the curse was reversed. Don't mess with God's people. They had tried to curse them. Took Balaam, the man of God, to seven different places and said, curse them from here. And instead of cursing them, in the 24th chapter of Numbers, starting at the 19th verse, the curse was reversed. Yeah. Everything that they tried to wish upon God's people, Balaam said, Lord, thank you. I can't curse what you blessed. And when you try to do it, the other man, the king Balak, was cursed instead. The curse was reversed. May peace that one day, y'all. Bless the people, God. Bless whom God has blessed. Because if you don't, the curse will fall on you. It will be reversed on you. What you don't understand, leave it alone. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All you can do is try to maybe gossip about the people, God. Because you don't know them. You don't understand them, but God understands. And thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving me. Let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Amen. God gave you a voice to speak. Don't make him think you don't want the voice. And he gave you a voice to speak. Make him know that you appreciate when he's done. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Thank you. Let's pray with him now. Open your mouth. He gave you a mouth to open and all area codes 773-616-314-913-816-571-910. All these area codes, I can name 225-325. Oh, my God. I can go on 919 everywhere across this country. 817 in Texas and New York, 516. My God, all these area codes showing up here. I wonder, do you want to be counted as one person who woke up this morning? God woke you up. But you gave him the praise and gave him all the adoration. Let's give him praise. This is what we're going to do. One day we'll have a stadium full of people who love the Lord. Yeah, we'll have a people who are willing to praise him more than the world has ever seen. They're going to go just absolutely berserk praising God. Amen. Do you want to be kind of, this is kind of like my friend, the keynote said, this is just a rehearsal. Because when we get to heaven, we're going to be saying, this is just a rehearsal. Because when we get to heaven, we're going to really praise him. Really praise him. Let's give him praise now. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Chuck. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You saved him. You teach him. You show him the way.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 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 Thank you In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Praise the Lord. That's good. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's good. Thank you so much. Amen. That is great. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. See, some of y'all couldn't thank the Lord, but once, listen to me, some of y'all didn't thank him but once or twice, and that was, see, how you figure you're going to get into heaven? Your name, when they get there, they say, they ain't going to praise the, we listen to her on earth, and she couldn't thank him but twice, and we thank him all day and all night here, all kind of beasts around the throne thanking him all day and night, saying, holy, holy. And you can't thank him but twice. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just so tickled when I laugh at y'all. And it's not, I'm not laughing at y'all. I'm laughing at the enemy who wants to control your mind. Don't let him do it. But Johnson taught me. I tell you, she said, don't let the enemy get your mind. Don't. You got to fight the enemy. See, the enemy will try to play tricks on you. He'll even sit and send out messages from the phone that are not true. Yeah. He tries to get your mind all the time. Amen. My God. Don't let him have it. Amen. You got to fight him. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee from you. You have to resist it. Then he'll come to you trying to manipulate. Yeah. He'll try to tell you something about me that's not true. It's not true. Amen. I know it's not true. All you can do is gossip about somebody. Why? Especially about me, because you don't know me. I'm a loner. I'm a loner. You couldn't know anything about me because I'm a loner. I'm always by myself, except Lady Betty. Amen. But I'm telling you, you don't know things. Don't gossip. The enemy will come and try to control your mind and tell you this and tell you that. It's just a lie. And everything that the enemy says, let me tell you, if you learn to recognize his voice, you'll know that everything he says is a lie because he's the teacher of lies. The Bible says he's the teacher of lies. So don't let him get your mind. You got to fight him. Amen. Fight the enemy. God bless you. When he tells you to thank you, that's enough. See, who do you think said that? You start saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, that's enough. Who do you think said that? You got to learn to recognize the voice of the enemy. You can say thank you, thank you, thank you. And the Lord said, that's enough. He didn't do that. He inhabits. Look at Psalms 22 and 3. He inhabits the praises of Israel. Who is Israel? That's God's people. He inhabits the praises of his people. That voice comes to you, try to stop you. What do you think the devil was doing up in heaven? They were saying, praise Jesus. Lord, we praise you. And the enemy said, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. You don't need to do all that. You don't need to do that. No, 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 no. Praise me. I'm the one that's doing all this for you. See, who do you think that is? Oh, my God. I got to preach that message again and again and again, how to recognize the real voice of God. And there are scriptures that help you to recognize his voice. God bless you. That's my message for this morning. I love you all, and I thank you all. And let's get some praise reports this morning. We had the wisdom seminar, I think, yesterday. But let's get some praise reports. Can I get a volunteer on the line who will be a Moses? I mean, who will be a Aaron or a H-U-R, a Hur, this morning, who will hold my arms up? Take it from me, if you will. Get the praise reports. And then we'll get somebody else to get the prayer request. Who will do that? Amen. So many willing workers. Thank you so much. The line is open to you.
Good morning. This is Mother Wilson.
Good morning, Mother Wilson.
Good praise report.
Give us a praise report of what the Lord did for you first, and then just ask for other praise reports. Go ahead.
I thank God this morning for waking me up, and I thank him for keeping my mind stayed on him, and I thank him for his praises that keep ringing on the inside. I'm just praising God because he is victorious in my life, and I'm just looking and binding and loosing and looking for the Lord to continue to bless and give more wisdom in my mind. I thank him for the wisdom that he's given me, and I thank him for the prayer line, and I thank him how the Lord has blessed Dr. Johnson's that both Johnson, Ambassador and the whole Johnson family. I'm just grateful. My praise, and I think about y'all all the time and pray for you. My praise this morning is just the higher height in the Lord, and I'm just grateful. Who will be the first one to give your praise report this morning?
Good morning. This is Sister Christopher. I was just thanking God for listening to my mother on this morning, sounding so well in her voice. I wanted to let the prayer line know that a couple months ago I asked for prayer on a decision that I had to make. And God helped me to make that decision. And as of yesterday, I relocated from Memphis, Tennessee to Odessa, Texas to take a job that the Lord has provided me with. And I'm just thanking him for his awesome blessing and looking forward to a new career.
Thank you. Let me interrupt here, Sister Mother Wilson, Ambassador. Amen. Can I interrupt?
All right.
Your daughter there, and Sister Christopher, up there in Odessa, Texas. You know what? The Lord showed me that God's going to bless you up there. Yeah, he told me that he's really going to bless you. I didn't say you weren't going to have some struggles. I didn't say you weren't going to have any trials. But do like the senior saints, the seniors and the precious saints of the Lord. Do like them. Hold on. Hold on. If you hold on, yes, he'll bring you out. If you hold on, he's going to bountifully bless you. And be not weary in well-doing up there. For in due season, you're going to reap if you hold on and don't faint. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Bless
you. Thank you. All around you up there in Odessa. For you. I see it. I see that for you. And oh my God, you're going to come back to Memphis where your mother and father are. And people won't even hardly know you. They're going to say, that's the end of Christmas. I'm not talking about your looks and things like that. I'm talking about your actions. Because you don't walk and talk like the best. You don't walk and talk like you're triumphant. Like you can do all things through Christ. It's not going to be arrogance. It's going to be confidence. And you walk this way again. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
All right, whoever is by the phone, quickly enough paper or whatever y'all do it. Y'all tickle me. All right, back to you, mother. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. I receive that. I receive it as a place for me to travel and go, and I like to travel. I thank God for her. Mm-hmm. It will be the next one.
I thank the Master for waking me up this morning.
Well, now tell your name and who you are and where you're from. Give your name and where you're from now.
Sister Williams from Orange County, Hillsborough. I thank you for waking me up every morning at 2 o'clock. And I get up and pray, and I read my Bible, and I thank him for how he anoint that truck, and my heater comes on, my signal light come on. I thank him for letting me go out on that snow and feed the chicken and thing, and then let me fall. And I praise him all the time. I praise him all the time, and I thank him, and I thank him, I thank him, I thank him. So I praise each and every, thank the Master for each and every one of you all. And I thank you for this on service on the telephone each and every one. I tell everybody about it. Some do it and some don't. But I just tell them that I enjoy this service and I thank you for it. And continue to pray for me.
God bless you, Mother. Just tell it over and over again. God bless you. Who'll be the next one?
Yes, this is Sister Coleman of Kansas City. I also like to thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for all he does for me. And I just thank God for the message that this lady just gave, because I wake up every morning, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like tossing and turning. But I thank you for giving me the word. Now it's time for me to get in my Bible and praise and thank him each and every day. God, thank you for that word. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for you. The word of God is going to carry us on. The next one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Come on, sir. Good morning. My name is Sheila Brown, calling from Kansas City, Kansas. And I can't just sit here and keep my mouth closed because God has been very, very, very good to me, and I have not been deserving of the things that he do for me. So I just want to thank him for clothing me in my right mind, for waking me up, and he's still dwelling in me. I just want to thank him for you all, for Sister Betty Baker inviting me to this prayer line to give me something to pray, you know, to praise God first thing in the morning instead of getting on the phone and doing other things. I just thank God for putting you all in my midst, and I can praise him, and I love you all.
God bless you. God bless you. Continue to seek the Lord. Continue. Thank you.
Mother Wilkins?
Yes, sir.
That should be... I'm looking for everybody on this line to have at least one person say, thank God for whoever you are for bringing me to the prayer line. I'm looking for somebody to say, I want to thank God for Mother Wilson for bringing me to this prayer line. I'm looking for somebody to say, I want to thank God for Ambassador-elect Riley for bringing me to the prayer line. I'm looking for somebody to say, I want to thank God for Ambassador Hodges for bringing me to the prayer line. Looking for somebody to say, I want to thank God for Ambassador Pfeiffer to bring me. They brought me to the prayer line. I think I've had some people to say some things like that about some of you here. But I'm looking for somebody to say that about every person on this prayer line. Amen. Thank God for Mother Woods for bringing me to the prayer line. I want to thank God for Ambassador-elect Benita Frierson for bringing me to the prayer line. I want to hear that over and over again about every person on this prayer line. Thank God for Dr. Diggs for bringing me to the prayer line. I want to thank God for Sister Edna Christopher for bringing me to the prayer line. I want to hear that over and over and over and over again. People will thank you because you have saved their life. They will thank you because you helped get them healed. I want to hear somebody say, I have cancer, but I want to thank God for Master Smith that brought me to the prayer line, and I got healed. I want to hear that. Across the board, I want to hear that. God bless you. I just had to get what the Holy Ghost was saying to me. Go ahead, another brother.
Dr. Jones, I appreciate you. I thank God for my daughter, Dr. D, bringing me to the prayer line, because I have been kind of studying this about up and on ever since, and this has been my church. I wake up every morning, and God has blessed through her to let me be in church, whether I'm not at church or not. I have church every day. I thank God for that. And I'm yet asking people to come to the prayer line. They just hadn't gotten on here yet, and they really need to get on there, because there is some that I need to be blessed through, and some things that God is already doing. But hey, come on, y'all.
Let me interrupt here. Remind me of this. If we want to have a day of people that were brought to the prayer line, and I want them to tell what they said to them to get them on the prayer line. See, a lot of times we have to have examples of how to do it. We know how to do it, but we have to have examples of people who had success in doing it. Amen. That's what I want to do. Maybe tomorrow, let's have people who have been brought to the prayer line, and let's tell us what they said to you. The method that they used to get you on the prayer line. How many times did they call you? What did they say to you? Amen. Did they tell you about miracles? What did they say? Let's have a day of that, because that will give you. People want to do that, but they just don't know how to do it. There's some things I'm looking for right now. The Lord spoke to my heart, but I don't quite know how to do it, and I'm waiting for the Lord to reveal it to me. All right, go ahead, Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson. Go ahead.
Amen.
Let's have a couple more. Two more.
How many?
Two more, Mother. Come on.
Two more. Is there another one? I thank God what Johnson has said, because my daughter didn't have to tell me but one time about the prayer line and how good it was. And I thank God, because I'm yearning for more Jesus. Come on. Two more.
Amen. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. 708, I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank him for this prayer line. I want to say that Sister Lily Garnett told me about this prayer line, and I've been telling other people, And when I tell them whose prayer line it is, that it's Dr. Johnson that used to play the saxophone, they just...
Well, I still do.
Well, they remember you, Dr. Johnson, from playing the Women's Convention and the Church of God in Christ. They remember you. When I tell them whose prayer line it is, they just be glad to hear it. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord has been a real blessing to me on this prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for this 6 o'clock in the morning. Just helped you to start your day off right. Almost at one time I overslept, and it was like about 5 minutes to 7 when I woke up. I got right on the line anyway, and I was still blessed from the prayer line. I thank him for this goodness. I thank him for Dr. Johnson. I thank him for everyone on the prayer line. Because sometimes maybe you don't think that you're important, but everyone on the prayer line is important. And I thank the Lord for this beautiful prayer line. I thank God for how Dr. Johnson said, this is not a gossip land, but this is a prayer land. And I thank him for answering so many prayers and blessing me and supplying all of my needs and healing my body. I want to say I had a pain in my back, and God has blessed me. That pain is gone. I thank him for it today. Thank God for each and every one of you.
Amen. I thank God for you.
It was good.
One more.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, and I would like to thank everybody for our prayer line and also watching Tom. She told me about the prayer line, and it has really blessed me. I'm the one that got the new car, y'all. Yes, thank you, Lord. But I have something to share with y'all. I think the devil is trying to work on me a little bit. But because I got a W-2 form from my old employer, and I haven't worked there since 2014, and they're trying to sock it to me for 2015, and I did not work there in 2015.
That's going to be resolved. That's going to be resolved, sister. May I bind that in the name of Jesus. The Lord said, whatever I bind on this earth and whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
I want you to speak it out. I want you to bind that. In the name of Jesus, I bind that.
I bind
enemy thing. Mm-hmm. I bind the enemy trying to do me like that. Well, however you want to say it, but I'm behind the devil.
I bind the... Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Get it in your hand. Get the paper in your hand and hold it up to God and say, in the name of Jesus, I bind this. I didn't work there in 2015, and I'm buying the enemy trying to do this to me.
Yes, I will.
Right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
God bless you. Beautiful praise. I did hear with someone else. Did you want to get that one, Dr. Johnson?
Yeah, was that Ambassador Dr. Lady Bailey? I don't know.
No. We went for Ambassador Leg Jones.
All right.
Good morning. Excuse me, my voice is kind of hoarse. But I want to thank Miss Thelma Rush. She brought me to the prayer line. Me and Miss Thelma have been friends for a long time. We used to go get our hair done at the same beauty salon. So I wouldn't see her every week or every day, but when I did, we planted that seed. Excuse me. To come to the prayer line. And what she said to me was, girl, it's miracles on that prayer line. She said, God has changed lives on that prayer line, and that really meant a lot to me. And when I encouraged people to come to the prayer line, they had said things like, girl, I got to get up and go to work. I used to get up at 5:30 and catch the bus to work, and I would put my earphones on and be on the prayer line the whole time I rode the bus until I got to work. And people be saying, what you doing? I said, I'm on the prayer line. So they knew. And this prayer line has touched my life and enriched my life, and not only my life, but my children's life. So I thank God for this prayer line. And somebody said something about you get people on the prayer line is very important, and it is, because
I know one time I probably hadn't said anything, and somebody said, "Where is Sister Renata?" And it meant so much to me. So you never know whose life you're going to touch on this prayer line. But I truly thank the Lord for this prayer line and being a part of it. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. And Dr. Johnson, I thank God for carrying my daughter down to where she is. And I just believe that the blessings of the Lord is here. And if the services is back into your hands.
Amen. God bless you. You did a wonderful job, Mother. And that's it, Mother Wilson. Amen. Wonderful. Mother, you are growing too, my Lord. And how you feel?
This morning, Dr. Johnson, I'm fine this morning. I think I feel like I'm sounding. I'm just waking up in the morning and say I'm healed by the wounds in his side.
And
I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. If I hurt in my knee is about to fall, I still say I'm healed by the wounds in his side. Because the blood, the veins still work.
And then let me give you something. Let me give you this that the Lord is saying. If you're hurting in your knees, loose it on earth that pain is gone.
Loose it.
Start speaking that. Because you see, everything you're saying like that, heaven is saying the same thing. Your knees are hurting. Say, in the name of Jesus, put your hand on your knees. I am healed. And guess what heaven says? Guess what does heaven say?
I am healed.
Right, when you say in the name of Jesus, I am healed. Heaven says in the name of Jesus, she is healed.
In the name of Jesus, I'm healed.
See, whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And how do you loose things? You speak them on earth. In the name of Jesus, I am healed. And it looses the same thing as it loosed in heaven. Heaven looses the same thing. In the name of Jesus, she is healed.
Thank you.
Wait. I'm going to give y'all something. In the name of Jesus, every time the devil tries to touch me, the blood of Jesus in the spirit realm is getting all over him. Every time he opens his mouth against me, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is going to get all in his mouth. Guess what heaven said? In the name of Jesus, every time the devil tries to touch Bernard, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is going to get all over the devil. And every time he opens his mouth, in the name of Jesus, the blood is going to get in his mouth. That's what heaven said.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You're going to leave me alone. Oh, my God. You're going to leave me alone. For a season, for sure. Because in the name of Jesus, he doesn't want the blood to get all over me. You know why? Because of the blood of Jesus in the spirit realm. I'm talking about in the spirit realm. You have to understand the spirit realm. If it gets all over him, guess what? He's going to bow down and worship the Lord. He doesn't want to ever do that. But the word is true. Every knee shall bow. Above the earth and beneath the earth. That means Satan too. Shall bow down and worship him. Yeah. I may have started something that's going to cause him to bow down. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus get on him every time he touches y'all on this prayer line. Every time he tries to rise up against you, let the blood of Jesus get on him in the spirit realm. Every time he tries to attack you, and doing anything against you, every time he tries to offer a curse against you, I'm asking God to let the curse be reversed and the blood of Jesus get all on him in the name of Jesus. Every time he grabs you and tries to get a grip on you through anything, through any means, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking that the blood of Jesus get all under his hands. He's going to have to loose you in Jesus' name. Every time he grabs your inheritance, every time he puts his hand on your money, I'm asking God in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus get out of his hand. What do you think he's going to do? He's going to have to release your money. He's going to have to release your inheritance in the name of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus is getting all under his hands, that grip that he's got on me. I'm asking God to let the blood of Jesus get under that grip. Amen. Whatever means he's using, whatever means he's using, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus gets under his grip. Yeah. Trying to get a grip on your mind. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking God to let the blood of Jesus in the spirit realm get under his grip on your mind. Get under his grip on your heart. Get under his grip on your body. The devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus be under his hand. Let go, devil. Loose him.
loose in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Jesus, don't make me run around this room. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. We want to have a prayer for you. I'm going to also ask this is her idea, Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer. Amen. She's always concerned about people, always concerned about those who are newcomers to the prayer line. I'm going to assign her to just take about a minute every day and welcome the newcomers to the prayer line. Ambassador Pfeiffer, are you there? All right. We'll do it maybe tomorrow or the next day. God bless all of you. We do want to get prayer for those who need prayer. I haven't forgotten about you. And that's what I ask God for compassion. Yeah. Solomon asked him for wisdom. I want to ask him for wisdom too. But I want to have compassion on the people. Amen. If you have a prayer request, make it known. We're going to pray for you. Get someone else. Prayer warriors have power. They'll pray for you. Come on. You have a prayer request? The line is open to you.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown. Good morning.
I heard somebody before me. Go ahead.
I'm requesting prayer for my baby's daddy and his finance, and that God will reverse the curse and give him a good mind, and that he will be encouraged to continue to fight on like a soldier, and that the Lord will bless that the debt that he's under to be reversed to note, so he can have a free mind. His wife passed away, but he's under a lot of strain. We're asking God to bless him so that he can have a free mind to do things that he wants to do and needs to do. These are my baby's daddy.
Why, is he saved?
No, and I'm telling him to come back to what he knows in the Lord and let Lord bless him.
When you say your baby's daddy, make that clear to us. Amen.
The twins that I'm saying about, they're 7 years old now. I've been had them all the time. And they passed away when they was four. Just a little before they was four.
I'm going to say this to you, Mother. I mean, make those type things clear by seeing them. In this modern day, when you say, my baby's daddy, that has a different connotation.
I call them my babies. I've been had them so long, Billy. But anyway, they are the babies that I'm raising, and their mother passed away. And on her deathbed, she said, "Mama, take care of my children." It wasn't my daughter, but she was just like my daughter. And the babies, they needed to have been feed about. And I told her we would. So I've been taking care of the babies ever since they was born. So she was sick.
Right. We understand.
Okay. And their father is under a lot of stress. And she told him about the Lord. And he was going to church. And now the way he's working all night and sleeping all day, he don't have a chance to go to church. So I'm
looking. Already got you, Mama. We got you.
Get on the
phone
and tell them and make his own request.
All right. Somebody want to pray for that. I'm not going to touch that. No. But y'all pray. Amen. Come on. I'm open to prayer line. This is a serious thing. Y'all understand. I'm having a little fun here, but this is serious. Amen. This mother wants prayer for the father of those children. Amen. Amen. Y'all understand what I'm saying.
God bless you. Chief, I pray.
All right, go ahead.
Amen. And God bless you. My phone wouldn't come off the loop when you had called for me, but I am here. And I just praise God and thank God. If it's all right now, I would just like to thank God for everyone that's on the prayer line and all those that come to the prayer line and always bring someone with you that is willing to come to the Lord, because souls are being lost. And we can help save those souls if we just compel them to come to the Lord in these last